Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The coming digital vaccine passport. This is a serious threat to our freedom. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. We messaged about this through Liberty Counsel Action, Liberty Counsel, going back to April of 2020. We messaged about the tracing and tracking. We messaged about the mandatory digital health or vaccine passport. We quoted MIT's technology review that promoted that. It wasn't just instigated because of COVID. This whole vaccine tracing, tracking, and the passport, so-called, has been in the works long before COVID. And then when COVID hit, COVID was used as a mechanism, a springboard, if you will, to push this forward. Why? Because it ultimately gives government full control over your lives to trace and track you. Holly, about 2 weeks ago, I was having coffee, Anita and I were, with a good friend from Israel who is a Messianic believer. He's a pastor and also a businessman as well there. And he, unlike a lot of my Israeli friends that are resisting the Pfizer injection in Israel, he got the Pfizer injections, the two-shot injections. On his cell phone is a large QR code, which is his vaccine passport, his digital passport that he shows to give him entry to wherever he wants to go. If he goes back into Israel, he doesn't have to quarantine. He has entry to all kinds of special seatings. If you go to a restaurant, you can sit inside. If you don't go to a restaurant with this, then you can't sit inside. And if they have outside seating, that's where they're going to put you. If they don't have outside seating, you can't eat there.
So Israel has made it very attractive to get that.
Yeah. And in fact, that was just essentially admitted, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes, on CNN about using freedom as a carrot. But he also has a tracing and tracking app on his cell phone. And that traces everything and tracks every movement that he does so that if he's around people at a wedding, at a meeting, it knows everybody who's around him, and it can tell him to go into quarantine, and then that quarantine is essentially your house. It's house arrest, and if you move outside of that parameter, it gives an alert to go back in, and if you don't, then the authorities will come and arrest you. This is Israel, the only free democracy or democratic state in the Middle East. And this is Israel pushing this. I'm very disappointed with what's happening there. But this has been in the works for a long time. Bill Gates has pushed it long before COVID. And in fact, Dr. Lena Wen, former Baltimore City Health Commissioner and President Emeritus of Planned Parenthood, appeared on CNN to say, quote, "We have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what is the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine?"
Well, she just let the carrot out of the bag, so to speak, huh?
Yeah, she said, make it clear, she's talking to Chris Cuomo on CNN, make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. The window to do that is really narrowing because states are reopening. The government needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here's all the freedoms that you have if you are vaccinated, because otherwise people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway. I mean, this is what we've said, and it's startling to hear that as a outright admission, and this is their agenda.
Well, you know, she's former president of Planned Parenthood, and so Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood just as Bill Gates is, was a eugenist. So population control through abortion and through vaccination.
Now, you know, what they're doing, everything at their disposal. The U.S. government is now working with a lot of different government agencies. They're trying to promote universal vaccinations for COVID. And of course, that's going to move into digital passports. How do you know? Bill Gates, for example, long before COVID, said everybody on the planet needs to be vaccinated. And how are you going to do this? Well, one, you got to have government coercion for those that resist. And two, you've got to have some kind of health digital passport that tracks not just COVID, because COVID, when he's talking about this, didn't even exist. Not just COVID, but anything, any kind of vaccine that they want you to have. So this is not just a vaccine tracking, tracing attempt. It is anything. It is something that we look back in China. China, before COVID, had the app that traced and tracked you. And then you get social credits depending upon what kinds of things that you shop for in the store. You can get credits against, credits taken away, and that determines your access to life. And then, of course, now you add the vaccines, whatever vaccines come out to it. What we know is that there are some problems with the current so-called vaccines. Obviously, the mRNA, Pfizer and Moderna, are not true vaccines. They're experimental. All of them are experimental.
You know, I'd like to know if anyone's interviewed Bill Gates and if he's gotten the COVID injection or not. That would be my question.
Right now, many of the top Chinese officials are saying they are making excuses why they should not be vaccinated.
Right.
That's
they know.
Well, if you go to the Adverse Event Reporting System, this is by the Centers for Disease Control. And we have information on this on the websites lcaction.org/vaccine. If you go there, the most recent report, and this is as of toward the end of March, there's 2,249 deaths associated with the COVID injection. And that would primarily be Pfizer or Moderna. And now, of course, Johnson & Johnson has come out most recently with its shot.
But that continues to increase every week, every month.
Every week, every month. You've got now 50,861 reports of reactions to these injections through March 26, 2021. And keep in mind, the CDC says that this system reflects numbers compiled directly from government data, and that historically only about 1% of the vaccine injuries are reported through this voluntary program.
But the stories keep coming in, though, unfortunately.
We've got 2,249 deaths reported. We've got 50,861 reports of serious adverse reactions through March 26, 2021. And according to the CDC, that's only generally, historically, based on past numbers, 1%. So in other words, if the 2,249 deaths represent only 1% of the actual deaths, if the 50,861 adverse reports that were not deaths is only 1% of the actual reports, which is based on past history, these numbers are 99% larger than these reported numbers that we see.
You know, actually, too, the government data has found that 75 miscarriages at that point, at least in at the end of March, were caused by this injection. That those are the ones that are reported. So you need to add that into the death count as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And these are typically late-term miscarriages when you don't normally have these miscarriages. In fact, there was on my Facebook, CDC did this propaganda ad, and it popped up on my Facebook, and I posted something. So I got these different other responses. To my surprise, when I went back about a day or two later and looked at the other responses, almost everyone was opposed to these injections. And one person says that she works at a hospital. Two of the nurses had late-term miscarriages right after the injection. One doctor has suffered permanent neurological conditions and will not be able to return to work again. But the local media doesn't say anything about it. You know, one of our board members at Liberty Council, I had lunch with him the other day, and in the area of Central Florida, a member of his church, 62 or so years old, healthy, wanted to take the injection to show that it was safe, did so, and died.
And you know, it's important to remember that nobody can force you to do that. No employer, no one can force you.
Exactly.
To do
that. Right now, it's under the emergency use authorization, which means that you have to have full informed consent and you cannot be coerced. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine, for more information. You can fax the governors and other officials to say, no mandatory digital vaccine passport. lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.